The transition to in-house medical care will take at least 2 years. Doing so will require hiring approximately 130 people and creating a hospital-like setting at the Milwaukee County Jail and House of Corrections. Sheldon Wasserman is a county board supervisor and practicing physician. He says inmates are some of the sickest people in Milwaukee County.
The preventative medicine services that they have not been able to seek in the community, you know, all of a sudden now are the problems of the community, where, you know, we as taxpayers have a constitutional obligation to take care of the wards of the state.
Inmate health care has been privatized since 2013 when former Sheriff David Clark hired a Florida-based firm. That firm's contract ends this month. During the interim, a Nashville-based company will oversee inmate care. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.